Good day, everyone, and welcome to today's Tennessee Dream Conference. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, you will have the opportunity to ask questions during the question-and-answer session, and you may register to ask a question at any time by pressing the star and one on your touch-tone phone. Please note this call is being recorded. It is now my pleasure to turn today's program over to Corelli Hernandez, Communications Manager for the Leadership Conference on Civil and Human Rights. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for being on today's call. I'm Corelli Hernandez, Communications Manager for the Leadership Conference on Civil and Human Rights, the nation's leading civil and human rights coalition of approximately 200 national organizations working to build an America as good as its ideals. I want to begin by thanking the extraordinary and relentless leaders in the state of Tennessee for joining this call and for defending immigrant families living in the shadows of our communities. The Trump administration's decision to end DACA is an attack on immigrant families, as well as on our values of fairness, equality, and opportunity. And it cannot go unsaid that an attack on any person's civil rights is an attack on everyone's civil rights. We're here today because the civil and human rights community stands united with immigrant families and dreamers. Ensuring that Congress passes a clean DREAM Act as quickly as possible is one of our highest priorities. Congress has a constitutional responsibility to address this issue and stand up for immigrants by passing the DREAM Act of 2017 without a single amendment. Today, I have the honor to be joined on this call by Lisa Sherman Nicholas, Policy Director for the Tennessee Immigrant and Refugee Rights Coalition, TURC, Dulce Castro, a DACA recipient and freshman nursing student at Cumberland University, Mrs. Gloria Sweetlove, president for the Tennessee State Conference NAACP, Phyllis Nichols, president and CEO for the Knoxville Area Urban League, Warren Logan, president and CEO of the Urban League of Greater Chattanooga. And now I'm pleased to turn the call over to Lisa Sherman Nicholas, policy director for the Tennessee Immigrant and Refugee Rights Coalition.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining. On September 5th, President Trump terminated the successful and popular Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, upending the lives of more than 8,340 young Tennesseans and putting them into the deportation pipeline. With the termination of DACA, he also took away the promise of the program for more than 11,000 Tennesseans who had hoped to qualify once they met the requirements. Now Congress must take swift action to pass a legislative and permanent solution to protect these young people. They have until March 5th, 2018. Over the past 5 years, the DACA program has been a lifeline for more than 800,000 people across the United States, providing a sense of security and a chance to dream and invest in their future here. DACA has provided a renewable 2-year reprieve from deportation, work authorization, and the opportunity to apply for a driver's license. With the promise of employment opportunities, DACA has encouraged young immigrants to succeed in high school, enroll in higher education, and pursue their career goals. A recent study found that 91% of DACA recipients are currently employed. In Tennessee, DACA recipients are filling critical roles, working as teachers, nurses, engineers, and small business owners. And it's not just DACA recipients who have benefited from this program or who worry about the consequences of its termination. DACA has contributed to our economic growth as a state, and estimates that indicate that ending DACA will cost Tennesseans more than $347 million in annual GDP losses. More broadly, Tennesseans recognize that these kids belong here. The program is widely supported, as are other efforts to invest in their futures here. Through our tuition opportunity campaign to allow undocumented youth access to in-state tuition, these young people have built a broad base of support from the Tennessee Farm Bureau, Chambers of Commerce, the Board of Regents, and even our own Governor Haslam. According to a Vanderbilt poll, 2/3 of Tennesseans support the policy. Similarly, DACA is incredibly popular. According to a recent national poll, even 70% of Trump voters believe these young people should be allowed to stay in this country. Throughout the summer, TURC has been leading a statewide campaign to defend the DACA program and to build support for a legislative solution like the DREAM Act. DACA recipients have organized rallies, shared their stories, and mobilized their teachers and friends to take action alongside them. We've held a march outside of the Attorney General's office, a march to Senator Alexander and Senator Corker's office, and a vigil is being scheduled for this Friday outside of Congressman Duncan, Senator Alexander, and Senator Lamar's offices in Knoxville. The recent decision by Attorney General Slattery to withdraw from the lawsuit and urge Senators Corker and Alexander to pass a legislative solution is a testament to the powerful and courageous advocacy of undocumented youth in Tennessee. Senators Corker and Alexander have suggested that protections for immigrant youth should only come in exchange for pieces of Trump's anti-immigrant agenda. The futures of 8,300 Tennesseans shouldn't be used as a political bargaining tool. Congress must act swiftly to pass standalone legislation that provides an earned pathway to citizenship. There must be no gap in protection. Turk and undocumented youth will spend every day fighting for the DREAM Act. We will not rest until Congress acts.
Thank you, Lisa. Next, we have Dulce Castro, a DACA recipient and freshman nursing student at Cumberland University.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Dulce Castro, and I am currently a freshman in Cumberland University. I am majoring in nursing, and I will be the first member of my family to go to college. At the age of six, my family and I came to the United States for in search of job opportunities. I started elementary school and I graduated from high school in the United States. I was one of the top five students in my high school. I was able to do many things that I learned my potential due to the rigorous and the difference of me trying to be able to attend college. For that reason, I learned that I found out that my road to be able to attend college was different due to my immigration status. That included paying out-of-state tuition to attend a public university, also not being eligible for any federal aid. That gave me a narrow path for me to attend a university where I am able to afford. Thankfully, I got a few private scholarships, and I am able to attend this university and being able to continue my education. Once DACA was introduced, I was very hopeful, and I had a sense of safety and stability in the United States. I was able to get my first job. I was able to help my parents pay for the house bills, and I was able to save money for my college education. Unfortunately, after the announcement of that DACA could be terminated, I and many hundreds and thousands of DACA recipients felt overwhelmed, anxious, and I'm unsure of what's going to happen in the future here in the United States. However, I have seen a lot of involvement and support from the Dreamers that gave us the strength to keep pushing forward and to make our voices be heard. If DACA is to be removed, we are organizing for the DREAM Act to pass, because that way it gives a protection to those 800,000 Dreamers who are here just fighting for a better future for themselves and their families. And like they said, we want a clean DREAM Act. I just don't want my future to be held hostage to pass amendments that will put my parents at risk. I am here to stay, and I am here to fight for those 800,000 Dreamers, and we are encouraged. And we look forward to working with you guys. Thank you. Sorry. Yes.
Thank you.
That's it.
Thank you so much.
I'm sorry, I was nervous.
Don't worry about it. We're still on the line. Thank you so much, Lucy. Okay. Your words mean a lot, and we really appreciate you coming forth and speaking to us. So next on the line, we have Mrs. Sweetlove, president for the Tennessee State Conference NAACP.
Good afternoon, everyone. As she just stated, I'm Gloria J. Sweetlove, president and director of the Tennessee State Conference NAACP. By establishing DACA, the United States made a promise to protect its most vulnerable residents, young, undocumented immigrants who are overwhelmingly people of color. In exchange for providing the government with extensive information about themselves and their family, these young immigrants received this country's assurance that they could build their lives for themselves in the United States without fear of persecution or deportation. And we've just heard from a young lady that has used this opportunity to show us how well she can really do. Some of our most vulnerable residents are those who are members of DACA. They are young, undocumented immigrants who are primarily people of color. To remove protection for these young people after a promise of protection is nothing less than a travesty. We must not allow the Trump administration to renege on the government's promise for these valued members of our country. Also, we must be concerned that in the wake of the explosive racial climate across this state and the nation, canceling this protection leaves the Dreamers as targets for hate groups. We support passing a Clean Dream Act of 2017 without amendment. We will stand with the Dreamers. We will stand with TURC and those other organizations that support them. We must keep these 8,300 great young Tennesseans with us. Thank you. I'll now
Thank
turn
you
it back
so much.
To Carolyn.
Thank you so much, Mrs. Sweetlove. Up next, we have Phyllis Nichols, president and CEO for the Knoxville Area Urban League.
The Knoxville Area Urban League is a civil rights organization and also a member of the Tennessee Education Equity Coalition. And as such, we call on our senators Corker and Alexander to vote for a Clean Dream Act. We need for our senators to show leadership and to act now because there is no time to lose. These students and young people are our friends, our neighbors, our colleagues, and are vital to the richness of our quality of life, not only in Tennessee, but in our country. Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. We're caught in an inescapable network of mutuality, tied in a single garment of destiny. Whatever affects one directly affects all indirectly. The Urban League is in support and will stand with our Dreamers. We advocate for the passage of the Clean Dream Act because we want to protect our vulnerable immigrant youth and young professionals without attaching it to the building of a border wall or increased funding for immigration and custom enforcement officers or increasing or detaining and deporting other immigrants. We advocate for a Clean Dream Act so that one group of immigrants should not be prioritized over the safety and dignity of another group. Most of our immigrant families would be impacted by a bill with harmful amendments. And many of our families are mixed status, meaning that some members of their families may be U.S. citizens while others are DACA recipients. In Tennessee, we know that over 8,300 young people have applied for and been granted DACA status. And losing these their status mean that these young Tennesseans will lose the right to live and work freely. And we must not forget what was quoted by Attorney General Slattery in his letter that said there's a human element to the threat to end DACA, and we must not lose focus on what this means for the humanity and the future of young people. We have already talked about the significant economic impact on the state of Tennessee and the potential to lose over $300 million in our state. But even more important than that, DACA will allow 800,000 young people to pursue higher education, earn better wages, own homes, start businesses, and contribute to the quality of life in the state of Tennessee and our country. Because whatever affects one directly affects all indirectly.
Thank you, Phyllis. And finally, but not least, Warren Logan, President and CEO for the Urban League of Greater Chattanooga.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. As an affiliate of the National Urban League, the Urban League of Greater Chattanooga is constantly working with people whose rights are being trampled on one way or the other. Most of the time, it is for no apparent reason, such as in the case for eliminating the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA. The approximately 8,000 Tennessee Dreamers are a rich and strong part of our communities. They bring value, commitment, integrity as our partners, friends, and colleagues. They have earned and can rest assured of our support in helping to protect and defend them from harmful policy decisions. To this end, we're asking our state's leaders, U.S. Senators Bob Corker and Lamar Alexander, to address the realities of their contributions to our state and nation and act responsibly by supporting the bipartisan legislation being proposed by Senators Lindsey Graham, a South Carolina Republican, and Dick Durbin, an Illinois Democrat. As proposed, it would write protections like those of DACA into law permanently. Of the 14,000 people that the Urban League of Greater Chattanooga serves annually, a growing percentage are representative of various immigrant households. These are hardworking people who came to this country as children, most of them younger than 7, seeking to pursue their passions and dreams and to develop their skills and talents as contributors to this state and nation. About 90% of them are employed, and over 50% have attended some college. From across our great state, many Tennessee politicians, including Governor Haslam, Tennessee Governor Herbert Slattery, mayors and other Tennessee elected officials have expressed both publicly and privately that Congress would act to protect young DACA recipients. Therefore, we too at the Urban League of Greater Chattanooga and our constituency groups call upon Senator Corker and Alexander to move swiftly to join this chorus of unified support from across our state in support of legislation supporting Dreamers and thus remove the fear of deportation. Back to you, Ms. Hernandez.
Thank you so much, Warren. Operator, we are now ready to take some questions from reporters. Speakers on today's call are still on the line and available to answer questions.
At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star and 1 on your touch-tone telephone. You may withdraw your question at any time by pressing the pound key. Once again, to ask a question, please press the star and 1 on your touch-tone phone. We'll pause for a moment to allow questions to queue. And once again, that is star and 1 if you would like to ask a question today. And I'm showing we have no questions at this time. I'll turn the call back.
Great. Thank you so much, Priscilla. And with that, we will conclude our call. Thank you all for joining us today.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.